Hannah Bleakow. Girl, with the things which I want to do in the world, part of me is like, part of me really is like, maybe we don't need to do this, we don't need to do this, we really need to do this. But part of me is also like, but what if we did? But it's like, it's fun as it is exhausting, you know what I mean? But to have these recording devices in your face all the goddamn time, it's like, oh gosh. Hello. But basically, I was just thinking about how a lot of people in the world are kind of miserable, and it's like, damn girl, I'm not. Yet, for whatever reason, no matter what stage of life you are in, there's a consensus that like, oh, we're all in this together, right? Oh, it's all the pressure builds, all blah, 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 blah. Like, no, I feel like my life is just beginning, and it's like people out there who are like, who are. Then again, until, well, I don't know. I guess if you're living till 80, if you're past 40, then you're arguably over the hill, but. Until you breathe out your last breath, there's always something new you can do with your life. I believe anyway. And it's like, I'm not as miserable as you, so can you just like take your misery elsewhere? I mean, it's almost like there's a psychological disease or something. It's like, are you depressed or are you just surrounding yourself with people who want to reinforce your depression? Hello, hello. Like, of course, take medications and pay whoever you want to justify whatever you're doing. But it's like, okay. Okay. And I used to have this thing where it's like, if I generally didn't see anyone happier with their own life, but then again, I'm trying to learn that, like, yo, maybe it's their own life. Maybe the people, maybe if you nestle yourself into that, then you nestle yourself into that. And I was just like having flashbacks of nights gone by. And I'm like, the person in the club was like, but why would you? I mean, I'm always on my phone, right? The reason why I wasn't on my phone is because I didn't have Wi-Fi. But even still, if I'm at a, like, but there's certain venues where it's like, oh, there are certain places where it's like people complain about me being on my phone all the time, but it's like, well, you have to well be entertaining then. Like I'm bored, therefore I'm gonna be on my phone, therefore I'm gonna be knee deep inside a book, therefore I'm gonna be doing da 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 da. And if you want my attention and want me to be engaged, then make what I'm doing engaging. Hello. Hello. I think more and more people around the world are just saying like, fuck this. I want to do something that's actually exciting to me. And, I think the proper term may be spiritual awakening or whatever, but it's like I don't, if I don't want to deal with something, then I won't. And I won't. And I've always had that power, yet for whatever reason, it's weird. People like to pretend that people don't know what they're doing, don't know what they're talking about. But it's like, okay. I'm not saying this to you directly, trust and believe. But now I'm just saying, like, okay, fuck you. I'm being happy. I'm being my own version of happy. If you don't want me to be that, then that's not really my problem anymore. Yet, at this level of life, that when what I'm in currently, there's general consensus that you have to be, oh, I have to do this thing, this thing, this thing for that person. But like, are you doing it for you? And also, are you doing what you want to do, or are you doing what you're told to do? Like wine, for example. Do you like and coffee? Do you actually like coffee? Or are you doing it because that's what you've been told, that's what you do? You can get caffeine from pretty much anything. Well, hello, not pretty much anything. But there's so many caffeine sources out there, like tea, like matcha, like coffee is. You give coffee to certain animals and they die. Of course, like other animals are like humans, but at the same time, like, I mean, I don't really get it, you know? This is something which I really understand. Necessarily, it's like, Gosh, I want you to be as miserable as I am. It's fun, right? We can be friends together on a misery. Like, no. Maybe not. It's like, oh, this day's shit, isn't it? Like, no, it's no. You're the right people, my mind isn't. I mean, you walk you walk into the rain and any given day, you can see it for yourself. I'm not making this shit up. Some people have coats, some people have hats, some people have umbrellas, some people have waterproof coats, some people are running from this thing to that thing, some people have newspapers. It's like, you know, and that sort of difference can be the difference between having a good day and not. Oh, I hate the rain, it's horrible. Well, then buy a fucking umbrella, you idiot. Like, sometimes I think about the way I be thinking, and it's like, it's obvious. Isn't it obvious? Goodness. And, you know, I was interview, right? A person on the phone was such a daydream. Like, she was like, oh, yes, and then blah, 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 blah. And, like, people have you believe that some of these jobs are make you miserable, but no, you can just like, you know what, I have this thing going on, I have this lifestyle and blah 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 blah, and then it's fine for me, it's golden. Just like in my apartment complex, there are some people who are like who dread their day at work, and some people who are like, you know what, I look forward to it. It puts food on the table, and I have this little thing going on here. And regardless of what I should think for your life, my problem is I need to stop trying to bring people into a happy state when they thoroughly don't want to be. Happiness is something that's very individual, and people will be happy in their own time. I have learned that, I feel, and now I'm like, you know what? You have your story, I have my story. Ayo, we can share what we want to, or we can not share what we don't want to. That's absolutely a-okay. But like, what I don't understand is how people would rather sit in a puddle of misery than actually leap into the side of happiness. And it's almost like people want to indoctrinate people into these emotional systems because, like, they're afraid that they want to. It's very strange. It's very strange. Very strange. And also, with that Bible passage that I read to you, my God, with that Bible passage that I read to you last time, you know, it's almost like, what kind of conversations do I want to be having on a day to day? Do I want to talk about God all the fucking time? No, I don't. Do I want to talk about jokes all the time? Not particularly. Like one, if you were to like curse me with anything, I'd be talking about asking him film and careers and stuff. That's what I wanna. That's. But then again, I'm the kind of person where like it seems like I get engrossed in it. I get bored of it. But that's the thing which like is the most exciting for me. You know. That's the most enthralling for me. It truly is. It truly is. Goodness. And this one person said to me on a day, ugh, goodness, I can't even share this, but hey ho. He came up to me and said, oh yeah, everything's so crap right now because slavery, people are still feeling the effects of that. And I was like, they are? No, slavery happened way, way long ago. And I'll say, people have died. Hey yo, if you're listening to this, stop asking me where I'm from. I'm from Nottingham. What country are you from? England. That's all you need to know. What about your parents? Like, England. Like, shut up. Go away, you annoying little fly. Ugh, you gnat. Go away, you pigeon. I seen this thing and that thing. Because, like, ugh, I don't know. Even though, of course. Actually, no. My heritage starts here. I didn't take pretty much anything from Jamaican culture, necessarily. I mean, I can appropriate it for my own music or not if I choose to. But I truly don't give a shit. I don't. That's not the way to get to know me at all. I was not raised in a Jamaican household. I was raised in the British household. I had more Yorkshire puddings than I had like fried rice and peas and whatever else. It's cool, it's ethic, whatever. It's like when the arsehole was like to me, "Oh, what? I want to cook your favorite meal. What's your favorite meal?" I was like, "Chinese takeaway." And I was like, "Is that your fa is that your favorite?" I was like, "Yes." Like, what were you expecting? It's very strange. It's very strange. I mean, racism has quite is quite pejorative, but it's like, can I be named for something other than black? Like, is that okay by you? Like, I didn't particularly see her, I didn't really give a shit, but people still do apparently. Like, no, you have this texture hair, so you have to use these products. Like, no, bitch, I'll use whatever is in my arsenal to use. It's very hair's hair, man. God, all these systems are designed to segregate and destroy us. Well, destroy you, because like, hey yo, I'm up and above, sort of thing. That's the thing. Like, I just didn't feel like if my energy's not warranted in a certain space, then I'm just like, I'll go. It's like the church is like, it's like youth church, it's a black church, and it's like this seems boring, man. God, like, why? Because let's be real, God does not care whether I go to church or not. He cares that I'm a good Christian, and he has to go to be a good Christian or a good person. Fuck being a Christian, like, it just be a good person. But these labels do not connote whether you should be a good person or not. I mean, these labels are people who can't form an identity of themselves. Legitly. Hello. Gosh, like, it's done. I'm done these fucking mind games. Awful, man. I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered. God. Gosh, like, keep your own fucking misery. And if I want to walk around with a smile on my fucking face, I'm going to. Because I can, bitch. And because I want to. Like, my life's golden. Just because you're feeling the misery, feeling the pinch, whatever, it's like, oh well. Like, gosh. Hey, yo, are these bills only care if you pay them, if you want to give them money? Like, if you don't, it's like, oh, oops. And I, oops. Girl, it's like this electric, like, girl, I may as well, like, why the fuck not? I mean, hell, a line of credit is only valid in the country in which you want to live. I mean, that are two, girl, hello, I could all the way undone, all the way undone, but no, I'm gonna keep all these thoughts for my fucking self. Why? Because people would not give me their best side when I wanted to give me their best. They want to give me their arse to kiss. It's like, okay. Hello. Hello. And many times over. Gosh, that's the thing about these podcasts, right? Like, sometimes I come in here with so much fire and so much inside me, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's like, oh, we said everything which we wanted to say. Anyway, so what we're doing today, right? So now I have this like entry thing for. Okay, you know what? The one regret in my life is doing music BTEC. That was then again, the things what I took from it was like, hey yo, not everyone in this space is gonna want to be your friend. Not everyone in this space is gonna be happy in their own lives. And like, music BTEC was like such a shit show, man. And the teachers were terrible. Awful, awful people, all of them. All of them. Like, they're happy in their own way, I suppose, but if you're happy being a bitch, that's like, okay, you can keep all of that. All of it. You can keep all of it. Hello. Hello. No, and I have so much work to do. Like, honestly speaking, no one cares if I do this with them myself. Oh, God. Oh, sorry, sorry, dildo. Ah! And, like, the thing is that I want to do this because, like, I want to do things right by me. That's the thing about vlogging. Vlogging seems cool in the moment if you have, like, something to do, but, like, but like, gosh, it's weird how like, we communicate with each other through technology rather than through any other means. You know, it's like I was saying on my. I'm like, and then again, I don't know. What like, I was having a conversation while she's yet to reply, but maybe she's feeling the same thing. Let's see if I can put up the message right here, because I'm in the Wi-Fi right now. Yeah, it says, so I know that we've all grown and we've all had our own lives mostly, but I'm confused. Confused. Is there a point in everyone's lives where we stop being so eager to tell people about things which are going on and knew this or knew that? I don't know. It just seems. Things just went very flat for me, and also on a good number of statuses, most people on my friends list thoroughly attempt to shoot me down for saying next to nothing, and it's so confusing. I mean, there are several countries and oceans between us two. This person is in Australia, between us two, but for my friends, quote unquote, at home, we just don't have the same conversations like we used to. And I don't know how she's to feel, and it's like maybe she's feeling like the exact same way, so she just doesn't know what to say. But it's like. Or maybe that's just life itself, but that shouldn't be. We should be excited to find out new developments and this thing and that thing. It should be really cool to keep up with people's lives, right? I thought. Right? Or no. You know? But then it's like, my life's going cool. It's going okay. Like, I'm doing new things and I'm growing and expanding. And it's like. I don't know, everyone goes in different directions, but it's like the things can just be like so loud and so I mean so loud in a good way, like there's so many things going on and I have to, you know, at this moment in time it's actually exciting thinking about, oh shit, for the first time in my life I'm like, you know what, I really have to delegate my time. I really have to be like, actually maybe I want to do this today, maybe this or maybe this or this or this, you know what I mean? That's so fulfilling to me. And being a young person who's still like excitable about the world at large is like, oh, cool. I think that had people given me the scope to breathe properly, and that's the thing. I keep on saying that. I felt like I was being indoctrinated in a certain way of being, but it's like, do you want your child to be happy, or do you want your Do you want your child, like me, if I have a child, right? Hopefully, the doors will be open for my children way more than they were for me, which is how it should be, I believe. But if they want to do this thing or that thing, as long as they're happy and not harming anyone else in the process, then they can be whoever the hell they want to be. Absolutely legit. Like, just. Ask them, and children are very good at like, they'll spontaneously say to you what they want, you know. So, that's the thing. Bless me. Oh, I'm so sorry. Maybe. You know what? I need to be able to segregate things as well. I need to put in room for play and stuff like that too. It's weird because I felt like, in a way, I felt like I was kind of so serious when it comes to dating the last time. Like when I was like younger. I mean, hell, yesterday is when I was younger than today, so hello. But now it's like I'm just so not serious. Like, you know, now it's like, I mean, I'm not in any rush to move in with anyone, get a house with anyone, or this thing or that thing. You know? I'm still adding to myself. I'm still developing myself. You know, it's like, and plus, I've dated people in the past who wanted, like, not necessarily let you breathe, just like overall consume you with their bullshit. It's like, no, I'm me. You're you, I'm me. We're not gonna merge into one hyper being, and you're not gonna use me as like your tool just to like exercise your own shitty thoughts and opinions. I'm me, and you are you. I think this was like this. Honestly speaking, I'm just this is the thing that we live in, and for the better, let's make it a good one. You know what I mean? And it's like, God, I bring so much light into people's lives, and people just like just feverishly want to live in that live in the darkness. It's like, okay, you do that. You do that. It's so exciting, though. It's so exciting. So exciting. I love it. I love being alive, man. But then, you know, then again, that my interpretation of the Bible and everything did not come from church. It did not. It came. It didn't. It did not. It's not. I have a good time, man. Life should be a complete and utter celebration. It should be. And I refuse to believe otherwise. Why the fuck should I? Be miserable if you want to. I don't. No. Gosh. If you want a good life, go out and fucking grab it, man. I'm so excited. I love it. I love it. And I love it. It's fun. And, ayo, I like being the kind of bitch that has a fucking story as well. Not that that's what I initially set out to do. Yet, what is more interesting? Oh, yeah, I went to drama school. Oh, okay, don't get me wrong, girl. If I had the coin now, best believe that I would have gone to drama school already. But there's nothing particularly nuanced about that. Oh, hang on, I think the thing's here. Let's wait till. Hang on a minute. One second. Oh, no rush today.
You want to buy?
Yes, please. Sorry, I chucked it out last night.
All right, okay. game.
Thank you. Like, there's no conversation to be had. Not that I necessarily set out to have these conversations, but, like, there's nothing particularly... well, I think that art should be expansive in all its genres. And that includes the rehearsal, that includes the getting there as well. Don't get me wrong, there are some situations in acting itself where it's like you want someone to do this thing or that thing. And of course, like, hell, if I had a doctor, I would, somehow I still think I might have wanted a doctor who has gone through medical school rather than someone who, like, oh, he killed 10 people in the years gone by while trying to operate on somebody, on these people. But no, with you, like, he's tried and tested and he'll do it right this time. You know? I mean, unless, like, we live in, like, in the... I was going back to, like, the Dark Ages just saying hello. That's how things were back then. Like, they were like, ayo, this is this new experimental procedure. This new experimental procedure, which, honey, it didn't work on everyone else, girl, but it might work on you. You know. Gosh. Life is a great. Life is so, so fucking great. I love it. That's the thing, like, what is the difference between a child and an adult? Of course, like, there's a separation that occurs, but I refuse to believe that you're an adult when you're 18, 21, 25, and then, like, for the rest of your days, that's how it is. No, you're supposed to want, expand, grow, all those kinds of things. Like, why should you ever fucking stop? Sharing, expanding, learning. Oh, well, this is how it is now. Like, no. I refuse to believe that the most exciting part of my life is over. There's always something you need to do. Always. And why should I stop now just because, like, someone told me to do so? Just who? Why does that make fucking sense? Absolutely mad. Not that you need to go through these hard times to appreciate the good times or anything like that. But I've never heard of anything magnificent coming from a place of, yeah, my life was perfect for all my life. Nothing, no adversity, no trials and tribulations. Nothing. Really? And also, you need to fucking keep up with me. That's the thing. It's like, hey, yo, I tried on my personal Facebook, and I did the status every day saying, like, hey, yo, if you want the rest of me, you're going to have to find me elsewhere, because, not that the platform is dead, I love Facebook, but it's like, eh. I didn't feel excited about, I feel more excited about doing podcasts and, like, blog posts and, like, video content, and rather than someone who's going to, like, consciously knock you down for, like, happiness. That's the weirdest shit. God. Oh my God. I just literally started to pull up my Facebook just now. And this person says,
And it showed a still oven at to think that's the kind of fucking films, these are the kind of films I want to fucking make. God fucking damn. Ah, I love them. I love them. I love them. Yeah, we're doing this. It's no other, there's no other way to be honest with you. Okay, wait, so his status reads, well, I think it has. It said, I'm a 13-year-old. This, huh? Okay, I don't know. Actually, it's not giving you any context as to where the still is from, but it says, as a 13-year-old, this person gave me a totally unreasonable expectation of how a woman slash girl should look. It was years and years before the shocking disappointment went away. It's like, I don't like how people say that these models actors have unrealistic expectations. It's a body. These are people. Unless you have someone that's like literally CGI, it's like there you can say that is realistic. But for the most part, this is like a real person. It's like if they can see the body, so can you. God, it's like it's right in front of your face. But most people will live and die never knowing that. But hey, ayo, gosh. So that's gonna be it for this podcast, I suppose, because I have to. I have to do something. God, it's like I'm literally like I have to get a schedule and I have to like organize myself. It's like it's like it's exciting, man. It's exciting. I love it. I actually love it. Okay, what am I doing? I might go to the library before this is not the Wi-Fi a little bit. Yeah, cause I need to like, I'll probably return that afterwards. But hey, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited, and I'm an underground kind of bitch. I am, and I love it so much. Okay, that's gonna be it for me. Bye! Next time.